Welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
For years, using my living by experience approach, I've tried to find the answer to one simple question. What do small business owners that achieve sustainable growth do different from those that do not grow or even fail? My infamous approach for trying out different things and keeping the ones that stick taught me a lot about what works and what doesn't work in business. At one point in my entrepreneur career, I nearly went bankrupt because I couldn't take my business out of a financial nosedive. Due to perseverance and help from others, I escaped that disaster, and making several changes in the way I had structured my companies ensured that eventually things turned around. As a business consultant, I've worked with many large and small business owners and continue to do so every year. And unfortunately, I don't have a magic checklist of steps or things that you can follow to guarantee your success, even though many modern day gurus like to make you believe otherwise and charge you for that accordingly. There are, however, seven specific areas on which growing business owners need to focus their energy. First of all, a sense of purpose. Most business owners that have achieved growth discover that it takes more than simply a promise of increasing financial reward to fuel their aspirations and ambitions. They find and follow their vision, purpose, and passions instead of just the pursuit of more money. Even if money is one of your goals, money is never the ultimate goal. Money is an enabler to do things. Money helps you get to certain goals, help you to accomplish certain things because it gets easier if you have the money. But money on its own is never the goal. And if it is, you'll never get there. Second, market intelligence. This is an organization's ability to recognize changes in the marketplace and adapt to them quickly. That's many times small business owners become too myopic, seeing only a limited view of the market in which they compete. Growth leaders see the bigger picture. They see what else is going on in the market that they can react to. Growth planning is a third. To be effective, a plan for growth does not need to be overly formal or complicated. However, it does need to contain tangible, written down goals, which need to be well communicated and regularly updated. So writing goals, it's not something you do once a year at New Year's Day to write down your New Year's resolutions. It's something I do pretty much every quarter and then go to work with those goals. It's not writing a to-do list. It's like writing goals, having a vision of somewhere you want to go and plan for that accordingly and then execute the plan. The fourth is customer-driven processes. These days, every company I talk to believe it is customer-driven and every organization believes they're different. In reality, very few manage to accomplish either of those things. My service management course is built on the idea that customer service is an organization-wide mindset, not a department. Have you ever been transferred to the customer service department? It's like, that's wrong. Any organization that has a customer service department, they're missing the point that customer service is a mindset, not a department. Everyone in that company is part of the customer service department. Take a look at all of your business processes from a customer's perspective. It's called a customer audit. Go through your own checkout steps. Pay for your own product with your credit card. Just refund it after. Just see if your checkout works. See if your website actually works. I've done this, and I hate to admit that's for some small project that I did way back when. I didn't make any money, but I didn't make any money because my checkout process was broken. So, of course, I'm not going to make any money. So have you actually tried this on your own website? Have you actually tried buying something from yourself to see if that transaction goes through and to see what happens next? And, I mean, you can always refund the transaction later, so it doesn't have to cost you any money to avoid yourself from paying yourself and then maybe have to pay taxes on that. Take a look at all of your business processes from that customer's perspective, you being the customer. Are your processes in place to make it easier for the company, most even fail at that, or to help deliver a better customer experience, which is hardly ever the case? Be honest with yourself on that one. Fifth one is the power of technology. As a consultant, I've seen a lot of large organizations from the inside, and typically, the larger a company is, the more outdated their technology. They operated by the age-old idea of it ain't broken, don't fix it, and fail to disrupt the market with new innovations going forward. That's why sometimes big companies go under by simply a kid in a garage who dares to be innovative because he doesn't have a lot to lose. Successful leaders don't let the boom and bust of technology cycles give them the excuse to ignore that we live in an information age. If a company is in business, it is in the technology business. You are as well, whether you like it or not. You are in the technology business. Make it simple so that it supports you and it's not something you have to fight. That's why all these webinars and everything doesn't work, because a lot of people do webinars because they feel they have to do webinars. They actually don't love doing webinars. They just feel they have to. They feel they have to have a website. They feel they have to have a blog, and none of it's going to work because they don't like doing any of these things and they overcomplicate it for themselves. A website doesn't need to be complicated. An online store doesn't need to be complicated. You can have that up and running by end of day today and be making money tomorrow. Number six on the list is working, hiring the best and brightest people. You want to work with the best that you can find. The most successful companies, look at the Googles and the Facebooks of the world, they hire the best and brightest people they can possibly find, and their success is partially, if not alone, due to that. Growth leaders recognize that they are only as good as the people with whom they work. The ability to hire, train, and then also retain the best and brightest people is often the difference between success and failure. Then number seven is where the crystal ball comes in a little bit. It's seeing the future. And of course, there's no crystal ball involved here, but my point is that very few organizations take the time to regularly consider the future. Growth leaders learn how to diligently monitor and interpret the macro forces of change affecting the world in which they live and operate.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
And if any of that resonated with you, I invite you to take action now. So if you want to have a look and get a preview of this brand new class, go to libertytrainingacademy.com. That's all one word. So libertytrainingacademy.com. If any of this resonated with you at all, please go to libertytrainingacademy.com, all one word, and I'll see you there. Thank you so much for listening today and have an awesome rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.